Welcome to the Sports Beat Show, from high school football to the NBA, from the Olympics to special sporting events. Sports Beat has special guests and is your area's sporting news. Here's your host, Eric Horton.
All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sports Beat Show. This is Eric Horton, and Aaron Cressman is going to be joining me as well. And we are sitting here today with race car driver, local celebrity, out of Meadow, Aaron Corley. Good to have you with us this morning, Aaron.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tonight is opening night at West Texas Speedway off of 87 over there in Lubbock, and you'll be out there, right?
Yes, sir.
Under the lights.
Underneath the lights, finally.
Number six?
61.
61, number 61. All right. Well, Aaron, let's find out a little bit about you. That's why we're here this morning. We're trying to go outside the box on mm-hmm. sports and things like that. On Monday, we actually got to talk to Tom Grieve, which that may not mean anything to you, but he was he works for the Texas Rangers as far as baseball, MLB, and he called in, and so that was kind of nice. And now we're going from baseball to racing. And so tell us a little bit about your life, where you grew up at, and what got you into racing.
My dad and brother, right? Actually, when we moved back to Lubbock years ago, our neighbors took us out to the racetrack, mm-hmm. and they had a lucky child picture, and my brother won it one night, my sister won it next night, and then I won it, and then we just kept on going back, and then
oh wow,
we finally got in the race car, and just been doing it ever since.
Been doing it ever since.
Yep.
So, now you grew up in Meadow, is that right?
Yeah.
And you graduated in 2010.
2010, yes, sir.
All right, go Broncos, huh?
Yep.
Did you ever play football for them or anything?
I did.
Okay, that's what I thought. I really thought you did. I remember, and y'all were on a good team back then.
Yeah.
That was when they were really,
really
pretty
good.
Decent. Yeah,
yeah.
I remember those days. So, but so racing was something that you looked at, and what was the initial? Who did you get in contact with in order to really start beginning that work?
Just my dad and brother actually built their car, by themselves, mm-hmm. and I helped out in the garage shop, every time they were working on it, and whenever I turned 13 years old, I got my own car.
13. Now, did you have to race in pure stock, or?
I started out in Bomber.
Bomber,
for
yeah.
A couple years, and
I remember those.
Moved up.
Just continue to move up.
Yes, sir.
That kind of a thing. So, we'll promote West Texas Speedway here in a minute, but so you went from Bombers, and then it was street stock the next one.
Streets, well,
it depends on the.
We went from Bomber to. They called it pure stock mm-hmm. for a year. Then we did street stock for 3 or 4 years, and then we moved up to IMCA stock car. Mm-hmm. That's where we're sitting right now.
Yeah, and IMCA is an actual organization that y'all keep points
yes,
through
sir.
Different divisions of the mm-hmm. race and stuff like that. And so tell us a little bit about each division, if you can. Because you go from – is there five divisions? Is that right?
I think it's about five or six.
Yeah, five or six.
Yeah. Bomber, which around here they don't have anymore,
mm-hmm.
but it's now pure stock class. It's beginner class. You pretty much all stock stuff.
Yeah.
Street stock, it's, next class up is you can do a little bit more to your motor and go a little bit faster.
Is it now, is there a certain things have to stay like a certain way on the car? As a street stock?
Yeah, there's rules for each class mm-hmm. on what you cut out and what you can't cut out and what you can run, what you can't run. And then kind of like my class, IMCA stock car, we all run the same rules pretty much across the board.
Yeah, what size engines are allowed?
Pretty much anything. Mm-hmm. Just if you run a certain motor, you got to run a different kind of carburetor.
Okay.
And then sport mods, pretty much, it's an open wheel car.
Right. Uh-huh.
And there's modifieds, it's the same thing, but
yeah.
they go a little
A little bit faster. Those are some of my favorites, especially is late model, is it still in those classes, or is it kind of outside of something else now?
Late model, they don't run them around here anymore. Mm-hmm. They run them up north pretty much.
When I was a kid, and when the track that we're about to talk about is West Texas Speedway, it used to be, West Texas Raceway used to be called West Texas Speedway. I mean, when I was a kid, and there was a guy named Danny Everett that was from Shallow Water, and him and his brother Ronnie Everett also, and they ran late models back then. I mean, they were popular then. And then all of a sudden, IMC or Modifieds, Sport Mods had gotten popular instead, so they switched over to that.
And then there's an IMC Hobby Stock, which is right below my class. Mm-hmm. That's the beginner class in the IMC division. And then you got the IMC Sprint Cars and the late models, and that's.
And sprints, sprints are fast.
They are.
They're very, very, very quick cars, and they're the ones with the wings on top.
Yeah.
Unless it's a windy day.
Yeah.
I've seen them take off the wings before at the other track that was in business at one time. At one time it was Hub City Speedway. Now I think it's called Lubbock Speedway or something like that. I'm not real sure, but
thank God it shut down.
Yeah, they pretty much shut down, yeah. And that's sad. You know, you hate that. But, you know, it is what it is, and so you got to move on, kind of a thing. So we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about West Texas Speedway. Raceway. West Texas Raceway. And you should let us know a little bit about it. And I'm hoping that lots of people go out and cheer you on tonight.
I hope so.
I'm gonna be cheering you. Go, Aaron! So we'll be right back after these messages.
Kill Mud and Chemicals LLC, located in Denver City, Texas, is proud to support the community and surrounding areas. Serving the Permian Basin, including Lubbock, Midland, and Odessa in West Texas, and Hobbs, Artesia, and Carlsbad in New Mexico, Kill Mud and Chemicals works 24/7 to ensure that we provide high-quality weighted kill and workover fluids to our customers. Blended at our plant in Denver City, we pride ourselves on using industry-standard products to provide the best for your use. We look forward to your business, and go DC!
When it comes to making important decisions on the farm, look no further than Crop Production Services. At CPS, we are dedicated to helping our customers achieve maximum success. When you meet and work with a member of the CPS team, we are confident you will see our strengths firsthand. One customer at a time, our goal is to provide products and services you need to grow the best crops possible. Come by our location at 1571 U.S. Highway 82 in Plains and say hello to one of our ag specialists, or give us a call at 806-456-6505. Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs and service.
At Meadow ISD, there's a dedication to excellence and success that is unmatched. From academics to Bronco sports and extracurricular activities, students go above and beyond to prepare for a bright future. So if you're looking for a learning-centered environment based on core values and led by passionate educators and administrators, Meadow ISD is where you'll find it. Call 806-539-2246 to learn more today. Meadow ISD, providing a pathway for success.
Lenegar Electric Cooperative can be depended on with over 60 years of service. At Lenegar, we provide electricity to all or part of 11 counties, serving more than 5,400 members and more than 22,000 meters. We are proud to call West Texas our home, with our main office in Tahoka and branch offices in Sundown, La Mesa, and Seagraves. Someone who takes pride in offering the people they serve the very best. Lenegar Electric Cooperative is proud to support the students and athletes of West Texas.
Texas Ag Plus is the place to go for all your agricultural needs. We specialize in making the West Texas producer the best in West Texas. Texas Ag Plus is a Pierce Center Pivot and Netafim drip irrigation dealer. We carry parts, fittings, and supplies for all your irrigation needs, and we are the top shop for vineyard equipment and tools. Texas Ag Plus has all you need and has the best products and services available. Farmers succeed with Texas Ag Plus. Come see us at 1670 U.S. Highway 62 385 in Brownfield, or call us at 806-637-4590.
Maypay Farms is proud to support the Wellman Union Wildcats and Lady Cats. From athletics to academics, success can be found everywhere, and we commend students on their character and commitment. We believe that the community of Wellman was built on hard work and dedication, and are happy to see that the tradition of excellence is more evident than ever in our outstanding students who set the bar high and achieve greatness. From all of us at Maypay Farms, have a great year, Wildcats. We're behind you all the way.
All right, we're back here on the Sports Sheet. Sports Sheet? Sports Beat Show. And we're talking with Aaron Corley of Meadow. He actually lives in Slayton now, but he is from Meadow. That's why he is, you know, on here today. And he will be going out tonight under the lights out at West Texas Raceway. And we're looking forward to that. I want to give everybody an opportunity for you to go, because you need to go. I mean, if
I'd like to go.
Some people think it's old timey redneck stuff or whatever, but it's actually exciting. I grew up with it. Me and some of my in-laws are going to be going tonight. I'm excited about it, and so we'll be.
And that's located where?
On 87 and 114. Is that right? 114th and 87.
It's right off the interstate.
Guess I've ever been out there.
Yeah. You know where the old strip was?
Yeah.
Okay, just keep going south.
Huh.
And
very
you'll
cool.
You'll find it. It's right there. It's
maybe something we need to go do.
It's been there.
I think my son would
old,
enjoy
so
it.
So it's been there at least 50 years.
I think my son would enjoy it. He's 5, and he loves that kind of
thing. He would love it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I was asking you during the break, how many women do that, like, out there? Are there very many women that race?
There's a couple out there. There's
but not very many?
Not very many.
Do they... if they get bumped, or they get out and start going fisticuffs?
No.
No.
I would.
Yeah, but then you'd end up dead like that guy did that Tony Stewart killed.
But he didn't do it on purpose.
Sure he didn't. So anyway.
The back end of the car hit him, not the front.
So have you ever, this is funny, do you have a rival out there when you race?
Not really. I mean, I get along with everybody.
Everybody, so you're pretty. I mean, is that a common theme among everybody, or is there some guys that still?
There's some guys that have beef between each other.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
the Kyle Busch arrogance.
Oh yeah. Well,
he said, "Oh yeah." See, he said it.
I didn't say Kyle Busch was, you know, perfect by no means. So we're talking a minute ago. Who is your favorite NASCAR driver?
I like Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Of course. Now, he's not driving anymore.
No.
He's retired, unfortunately.
But he's still my favorite.
He's still your favorite?
Yeah.
Who would be, you know, the current driver right now?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
I am a Kyle Busch fan. I'm also a fan of, oh my gosh, can you think of his name? Chase Elliott.
Yeah.
I like little Chase Elliott. And so because
he said little Chase.
Little Chase Elliott. I don't know. He's short. Shorter than I am. So are you, Aaron?
Yeah, I haven't watched NASCAR a lot in the last couple of years, but I always liked Martin Truex and Casey Kane, which I don't know how long he's not been out there, but
Casey Kane still looks like a baby.
He does. He's never aged.
Yeah,
as a baby.
It's like
face.
Benjamin Button, like backwards. Anyways, but so I really haven't watched it much in the last couple of years, but it's kind of interesting that you guys do. And you said this is every Friday.
We race every Friday here, and every Saturday in Abilene.
There you go. Y'all do.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about safety right fast, because I know that that is a huge, huge thing in racing these days. How you started at 13 years old.
Yes, sir.
In dirt track racing, people don't always pay attention to it completely, but has anything changed since you started racing to now as far as safety is concerned?
A little bit. Back in the day, when I started, they call it a little flapper in our fuel cell.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they weren't so big on it, and now they are. They won't let you go out without it, which is good, because if you roll a car over the fuel, it's supposed to stop the fuel from spilling out and sparking and causing a fire.
Awesome.
So.
No, that's not awesome. I'm glad that they did that.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, glad
huge...
that they stopped that, but... That would be scary.
That would be very scary. I mean, that's something that would... I remember a friend of mine. I was telling you, Terry Rasko's his name. He doesn't race anymore, but is on the other track and flipped over, and fuel just started, you know, seeping from the vehicle. And, of course, now, thank God it didn't catch fire or whatever, but they had a hard time getting him out because it was, you know, he turned over.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people don't understand that is, you know... racing is dangerous. It's not.
It is.
It's not something that you just go in and go, I'm just going to get in the car and just start ramming people.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a point of it all, you know.
Yep.
So, with that being said, again, tonight is opening night at West Texas Raceway there at Lubbock. I'm trying to find, trying to get you the information where it's actually
I do.
Located.
I would like to get that because that'd be something my husband and I could go do. He's not real big into the whole NASCAR thing. He'd rather watch baseball and stuff like that. But I am. I like the speed and the the way they race. And so he'll go with me if I make him go.
Let me get to my little thing here.
But you said your girlfriend watches you. Does she ever get nervous watching
she does.
You race and, like, panic?
She does. Her and my mom sit up there together. And
yeah.
Are they in the pit side?
No, they're up front.
Up front?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that, because I know that, you know, some people are allowed to go back to the pits and watch from the stands back there, but they'd rather stay out in the the crowd to tell people to hush when they're talking trash about you, huh?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you talk about people getting out of the car and fisticuffs. I'd be one of those ladies to, like, take out my earrings.
I've seen it be done. I mean, I've seen where it's where people, you know, they get into arguments and fights up there, and so you know, it's kind of, it's not funny, but, you know, whatever. So,
it's not funny, but whatever.
Races start tonight at 8:30. The actual races begin at 8:30. Of course, they open the gates, I think, at, I want to say 7:30. Is that right?
I think so. 6:30 or 7:30.
Yeah, and so
like that.
they have an awesome concession stand now out there. And this is something else that they have. I don't know how much money they've put into that track.
They put a lot.
Yeah.
Corky and his family and whole crew, they bust their butts to get that track going.
Yeah.
And I can't thank them enough for it. They do a good job.
Awesome. There will be five classes will be running tonight, and that includes sprint. That's exciting. The sprint cars will be out there. It's $10 for the grandstands, which is, you know, general admission. If you're 4 and under, you're free. Man, I wish I was 4 sometimes.
Me too.
And, of course, pit pass is $30. How much do y'all pay as race car drivers?
I think ours is 30 or 35 still. But
so that's not too bad at all. And then, of course, y'all have a – do y'all end up having a purse at the end on the mains? Or
we do.
Do you? Okay. And hopefully we'll see you in the A main, right?
I hope so.
How many cars – how many racers are you expecting in your class?
Hopefully we'll have a full class tonight. Full class is anywhere from like 15 to 20.
20, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, get them on the track all together. Oh, yeah.
How many laps is it? Like, what do you? How many do you?
The heat race, which is, you know, I guess, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's, we do 8 laps, and then the A main be 20 laps.
Wow.
Yeah.
They do.
It's worth the $10. That's the thing. A lot of people don't understand that it's, oh, I just want to watch these guys race. Well, they have the heats, and then they qualify in the heats to go into the A main of each class. So
yeah,
very cool. And so you're not the very first one at 8:30.
No, I don't know what order they're running them in. Every night
it changes.
Sometimes they keep it the same. Sometimes they change it.
Okay.
So
cool. Well,
there you go. So we're looking forward to that tonight. Again, sprint cars are going to be there. Aaron's going to be there, number 61.
There.
And it's not like 61B or anything like that, right?
61.
It sometimes confuses people because everybody has.
You have a picture of your car? I want to see it. Yeah.
We do. And
He's got one. Okay.
We'll put it up online. But now you can look at it if you want to.
Because I want to see what your car looks like.
It's a nice. It looks pretty right now.
By the end
of the evening.
Well, that was when I first got it put together.
Yeah.
And
but you've been out to
Eunice,
right?
Yeah, I've been to Eunice. I went to Kansas.
Oh,
that
you did?
Is
back
awesome.
To Kansas, really?
Yeah.
Well, now you've been holding out on us here.
Oh, sorry.
So you went to...
That's way cool.
Where at in Kansas did you go?
We went to Salina.
Okay. Awesome.
For
and
a big two-day race they had last year. Just to finish the year off. And
okay, I see. Yeah, and that was... how'd you do out there?
We made the A-Main.
There you go. Hey, yeah. I guess that you're... And those are people that are national, right? That all come out. Because they're also under the IMCA umbrella. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Wow.
That makes a lot of sense.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, this is big business now, man.
I'm telling you. But, see, and I wish I'd have known about that out there in Lubbock. I'd have gone.
Yeah. And those engines aren't cheap.
Oh, no. No, they're not cheap.
No. Now, does your brother and dad still race?
My brother, he's took some time off, but he's getting back into it this year.
Okay. Is he younger than you or older?
He's older.
Older, okay.
And will he, what's his number?
His number's 23.
23.
Street stock.
Street stock. So y'all don't compete against each other.
No.
That would be cool.
We did that a couple years ago.
Yeah. Did it work out?
It went all right.
It went all right. I love that.
Family meals would have been interesting.
I'm sure they would have been. Man, why'd you bump me like that? Hey, Rubin's racing,
son.
That's
right.
So, Robert Duvall.
I remember years ago, he was in front of me, and I accidentally spun him out.
Oh.
Yeah. He says accidentally, like... But then
I believe you. I believe you.
Yeah, it was an accident. I said sorry.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you can do.
After
yeah.
you won.
You can't take it back, can you? You no. can't take it
After
back.
After he won, he said he was sorry. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Was it at this track?
It was at this track.
Awesome. So there you go. A little sibling rivalry going on there.
That
so.
Was fun.
Well, we're going to have to get off here pretty quick because Aaron does have to go. He does work for a living.
Yes.
And we really appreciate your time that you've taken out to do this with us. And again tonight, I really hope that you win. Go out there.
I hope so too.
And you'll have some fans up in the stands other than your family or friends, I guess, you know, that kind of thing. So we're looking forward to it. So again, thank you so much. Thank you everybody for listening to Sports Beat today, and we thank our sponsors, Maypay Farms, Meadow ISD, Crop Production Services, Kill Mud and Chemical, Seagraves Auto, Linegar Electric, All Star Peanuts, Seagraves ISD, and Texas Ag Plus. You all have a blessed day. Be safe.
Thank you for listening to the Sports Beat Show. We are Town Talk Media Productions and the voice of West Texas. Please go to our website, towntalkradio.com, and like our Sports Beat Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter.